Hello, VI Talk. This is Hershey's Freak 16, and I'm gonna comment on the topic about accessible games. I'm not much of a gamer, but there's a few games that I like Dice World, which is the most popular one. I play that. I wouldn't say I'm addicted to it, but I play it on occasion. If people request to play me, I would play. I also play Papa Sangre 1 and 2, but Papa Sangre is a bit challenging. If you have good ears, you will get it. And if you're really good at maneuvering the iPhone, iPod, or iPad, whatever device you have, you should be able to master that game. Except Part 2 is a little challenging, so I've gotten to level 11 and stalled there and never gone back to it. There's another game I play called Touch Target. It's a word game where you have to create words based on a few letters that you're given. You scroll, you keep going to the left and right. It's not a grid, but the letters are left and right, and you go until you can make a word. And you double tap on each letter that you want to make a word. And they give you the list of letters, and the word has to be 4 characters or more. It can't be any lower than that. And so, yeah, that's one. I don't remember paying for that one. There's also another game called Blindside, which I play. It's a bit challenging, but once you get the hang of it, you will get it. And that's if you like adventure games, that is. And there's another game called Nightjar. That's another adventure game. And most of those are paid apps, so you have to buy them. There's also Lost Cities, which is a card game. I've played that once in a while. I'm not too fond of it, but when I'm bored, I guess I play it. And there's Ear Monsters, Audio Archery, Sixth Sense, Bop It. I heard someone mention Bop It, and it is accessible with iOS 7. I frequently play it, but I haven't really played it in a little while, but I play it on occasion. And those are all the games that I do play for now. I heard that the creator of Papa Sangre and the Nightjar are coming out with a new game, which should be released in the summer. I'm not too familiar with the name of the game, but it should be out somewhere between this month and August. So hopefully if I get some information on that, I will post it out here for all you adventure gamers. And that's about all the games. I also play Diamond Dash and Bubble Island, but those are synchronized with Facebook. And those are really games where you just tap your finger on the screen until you hear the noise. Of course, because you can't see, but it's okay. I don't mind that, you know. That's about it, and that's the whole point. Most of the games on Facebook, because I get a lot of ad requests to join certain games, and those are not accessible at all. So, I'm glad that there are games out there that are actually accessible to us who use VoiceOver, and so that we can enjoy the gaming experience just like everybody else does. So, those are just a few games that I recommend. Like I said, when I find any information out about the new game, I'm gonna post it out here so that you know, you guys can try it out if you guys are into audio games and adventure games. And that's basically it. Take care. I'll talk to you guys later.